even with those who might be difficult in the family, because we do have that when we come to Thanksgiving, we have those difficult family members that sometimes show up. They're still family, and those holiday traditions are an important part of building bonds mm-hmm. with our family mm-hmm. members. They connect us. They give us community. They give us a sense of belonging and a way to express what's important to us. And they do connect us to our history. We do talk a little bit about what the original purpose is, and then they connect us to our family at the same time. So I think traditions and building that with your family is so important.
It's very important, from my perspective, to create memories. And you talk about that with our kids all the time. Let's create some memories, because you have so few opportunities to do that. And Thanksgiving is one of those great ones, because often you're with the same people in the same place, and sometimes only once a year. And so that creates a symbolic time of being together, and it creates an opportunity to have the memories. And how many times have we said, oh, Nana used to do it that way, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. Nana used to say, or Aunt Betty used to say. And there's this remembering that is deeply ingrained in who we are.
Part of it is that children really long for right. comfort and security. And that's what traditions do. They bring that kind of comfort and that security and that predictability. And as we talk to our kids, they know what's coming. Mm-hmm. They know what we're going to do for that day, but they know there are certain things that we always do, and that gives them a wonderful way to be anchored in a culture where people are constantly saying, right. I feel disconnected right. and detached right. to real people. Kids might not be able to explain it, but they sure do feel the importance of those traditions.
I think so, too. And when you can pass along your family traditions, what they don't realize is you're passing along family values.
Yeah.
And you're understanding who you are as a family. And so a lot of times when a new wrinkle is introduced, they're like, no, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Then there's a whole new opportunity to explain how you do something new.
What I like about Thanksgiving is it does give us a day to take stock of ourselves, to acknowledge who we've chosen to be in our families, in our community, mm-hmm. to underline for ourselves how we're doing with each other, to be with those we love or care about. There is no way for even the most jaded person to be cranky about a holiday, and especially this one where the whole focus is on giving thanks.
Right. And the other thing about these traditions that happen once a year, for example, is it helps give a sense of marking time, kind of like we talked about with your dad.
Yeah.
The problem is, for me, as I get older, they show up much more often.
Yes,
it seems like they're
like
faster and faster. Yeah.
It was just
Wait,
there.
We were just in Maine, weren't we?
But I love that it's a marker of time,
yep.
and you begin to take stock of that. That is a really great, great thing.
And then another thought I have is that I can help my family get over this crass commercialism like mm-hmm. we talked about earlier, because we can do these things our way in our home or in our family's environment, and we can say this is how we do it, regardless of what Hallmark wants us to think.
That's right. So no one tells you that you can't pray at
right.
Thanksgiving
right.
or give thanks as a group or focus on the true meaning of not only Thanksgiving, but Christmas and Easter and other important holidays.